Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just great. How about yourself?
Well, when you talk about 51, 55, 62, 56 in a four-day span in January, I'm not going to – that's great. I am fantastic.
Oh my gosh. It's so awesome. My dad would say that is not too shabby.
No, it is not too shabby. And the other good part about it, too, hopefully it keeps everybody away from the flu and the virus and all that other junk that goes around this time of year. And, you know, with two small Petri dishes at my house, you've got to watch out for that stuff. I mean, we –
Absolutely.
We open the sink faucet and Purell comes out. We don't even mess with water anymore. We're trying to stay disease free.
That's right. Wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough, all those good things.
And don't touch any surface ever, because children touch everything. And they get germs on everything as well. But I think it helps out everyone. We don't have to worry about, are we closed? Are we open? Is the delay schedule up and running or anything else? Do we have enough salt? Is the parking lot going to get scraped this morning? It's just, it's easy.
And we're saving money by not having to plow and put salt down on the parking lots and all
Amen.
That good stuff. So. And hey, it's a double whammy.
And you just started up your the spring semester. So, again, when you eliminate those hurdles, that makes for an easy opening week?
That's right, and it's been incredible. For the first time ever across the state, the college changed our spring start and end dates. And we started this year, we started on Tuesday, so the day after the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. We started on Tuesday, so classes are back in session. It's a lot of fun. As I said, our parking lot is full. There's lots going on. And our student affairs team has welcomed our students. We traditionally do all kinds of different things to make students feel comfortable and at home on our campus. In fact, a lot of the staff, and myself included, we serve as ambassadors for the first 2 weeks of classes. As we're in the hallway. We've got maps of where the different classrooms are. We're just making contacts with them. We're guiding them to their classrooms. We're showing them where they can print their schedules if they need to do that. So just lots of, lots of energy, lots of people. My shift in the last few days has been in Shreve Hall in the Commons area there, the Cook Pavilion, and it's just a blast. To see new students and returning students, and it's a lot of energy. So, yes, we started our spring semester this week.
And part of that, too, is a lot of kids are perhaps going to a bigger place for the first time in their academic careers besides high school. You know, you've got to get up in the morning yourself. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to get there. And sometimes you hear, well, it's a community college or a commuter college or whatever name is associated with it. But you just think, well, you show up, you take a class, and you go home. But you're more than that, right?
Oh, right, exactly. And especially given the new space that we have for our students now, they're able to hang out in between classes. We've got comfortable chairs, so, you can see them hanging out and plugging in their laptops. We have Blooming Foods located on our campus, which is, I don't know if a lot of people know that. It's a great cafe there with fresh sandwiches and a salad bar and grab-and-go kind of items. So students can do that, but then they can go to the library, and get ready for the next class. And so we see more and more students staying around, hanging around. And, it's a fact that as students connect more, not only with the institution itself, but with other students, with faculty, and with some staff, that their success rate rises incredibly. So we've created that area, that space, the new space in particular, as a student-centered space, and it's all for them. And if you come out and check it out, you'll see it for yourself. It really is amazing.
And speaking of amazing, you've got an amazing event going on tonight. It's the 10th annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza. Can you fit that all on the banner?
I don't think we can. I think it's got to be 29 million font or something. But yes, you're right. Tonight, from 7:30 to 9:30, we are hosting this event at the Waldron. At the Weikart Auditorium. Tickets are $15 if you buy it. That's if you bought them in advance. I think advance is over. So it's $18 today, the day of the show. You can buy them at Blooming Foods if you want, but you can also buy them at the door. And it's a Fiddle and Feet. Fiddle and Feet. Say that a couple times.
No.
Presents the Lotus-sponsored 10th Annual Percussive Dance Extravaganza. So it's going to be a lot of fun with lots of music, lots of dancing, obviously, and come out to the Walden. Check it out.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. We got a couple events coming up that we're going to talk about as we move through the springtime, but this is one of my favorites because it can help folks out. It is the VITA program, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, 13 years running. How cool is that? And tell us who can get involved. And especially, this is why I wanted to talk about it now, because you do need to start making reservations next week.
That's exactly right. This is a great program. VITA stands for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Like you said, we've been doing it for 13 years, our 13th year. It's student-run, but our faculty in the accounting department are there to help the students and mentor the students. And also, they obviously pitch in and help prepare taxes. But we're here to help anyone making less than $53,000 a year. That's a combined income in the household. We'll help you with your taxes. It's a free service.
How much does that cost again? How much?
Let's see. That would be zero.
Free. So even the students at Ivy Tech can get their taxes done by other students.
That's exactly right.
And not pay
fees
that perhaps other places give you, and you're helping students get practice. But everybody has to remember, and we always do interviews with folks from the department, mm-hmm. that these people are all trained, they're all supervised.
Oh,
this is not some kind of service project.
Yeah, no.
This is real stuff, and it's free. That's
absolutely.
The great news.
And it's really fantastic. You know, one of our professors, Roy Elks, and then our dean for the School of Business, which includes accounting and all of that, the illustrious Dr. Jim Smith, those two have been running our program for all of those 13 years. This is a well-run machine. It's sponsored by the IRS, so training comes through the IRS. It's pretty incredible. They trained in early fall on all the new, you know, the new laws and different things that are coming up. And so it's a great program. And like you said, it's an important service, not only for those that are getting the service, but it's also an experiential learning service for our students in the county. But, get your taxes done free. You do need to make an appointment. An appointment start on Monday, the 23rd, and you can just call us at our main campus and just say, I need my taxes done, and we can help you. So
yeah,
appointments are on. Say that again.
And we'll help remind everybody, obviously, next Thursday and then through
That's
the time
right.
of what's going on as well. And it's great for, again, younger people who are afraid, well, geez, what do I do? Well, what you don't do is not pay your taxes. Go make an appointment.
Yeah.
Go for free. Yeah. Learn a little bit, and they'll help take care of you. Jenny Vaughn and your gang at Ivy Tech. Roy and Dr. Jim are great guys, too. And
unbelievable.
Again, it's not surprising that's gone on for 13 years. And one other thing that we
that's
need
right.
to keep on our focus coming up, because it's going to be here before we know it. Spring Break Arts Camp. How exciting is that? Who can be participating in that, and when is that going to run?
Yeah, we're really excited. This will be our first time offering Spring Break Arts Camps through the Center for Lifelong Learning at the Waldron, so you can go right downtown. It's a new camp for kids. It'll be for kids ages 4 to 11. And so the program will run the entire week of spring break, so Monday through Friday, from 9 to 12. It's a great alternative to give your kids, you know, something to do during that period of time, but then still have the afternoon to do whatever else they want to do. But,
tear
you know,
up your house.
Ivy Art, yeah, get out of the house and have fun. And
yeah, stop tearing up.
It's awesome.
Go let Ivy Tech clean up after you. That's
that's
almost like a break.
You go do this thing, and then you'll get really tired. And hopefully you go to bed early.
Children.
But it's a great, you know, go ahead. Our Ivy Arts program is fantastic, and so come sign up.
Yeah.
They're available now. Yeah, so.
Children 4 to 11 on all of that.
4 to 11.
And give the campus a call. What's the easiest number to reach somebody out there, whether you need to make reservations, inquire about what's happening, or just get some general information?
The best number is 332-1559, and we'll help you out, figure out where you need to go, and we'll take care of it.
Just ask for Keith. He'll run down the hall and knock on everybody's door. Hey,
that's
great
exactly
job as
right.
always. We'll get caught up with you next Thursday. We'll keep those on our radar so we don't forget those, obviously, with the tax preparation and the spring break camp. And we'll do it all again next week. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks
awesome.
For joining us. Appreciate it.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Jenny Vaughn. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning for the busy that's happening out there on the near west side.